You're listening to SBS News.
Grounded by COVID-19 and carrying $5 billion in debt with no taxpayer lifeline. For Virgin Australia CEO Paul Scurrah, the next step for the embattled airline was inevitable.
The board made a very courageous decision last night to put the company into voluntary administration and do so quickly, with the intent of working with our administrator Deloitte to come through and be as strong as we possibly can on the other side of this crisis.
For weeks, the airline and its 10,000 staff have begged the federal government for a $1.4 billion bailout.
Mr. Morrison, I address this to you. My name is Scott as well. Sir, I could not do your job and I don't envy you, but please let me do mine. Don't clip our wings.
But the Prime Minister has no regrets about not stepping in to help.
All we may have ended up doing is sending $1 billion to foreign shareholders. And that was never part of my plan. Our plan was always about seeing two viable airlines on the other side, two viable airlines that would be there not just 1 year from now, but 5 years and 10 years from now.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg reiterated the government's firm refusal to bail out Virgin.
This is not liquidation. This is not Ansett. This is not the end of the airline. Rather, as the company itself has said in its statement, this is an opportunity to recapitalise and for Virgin to come out stronger on the other side of the coronavirus crisis.
According to its CEO, the company is confident it'll be able to hang on.
We'll come back leaner, stronger and fitter and play our role in making sure that the economy of Australia, which is currently devastated by the impact of COVID-19, recovers as quickly as it possibly can for all Australians.
A pledge echoed by one of the five foreign shareholders with a majority stake in the airline, billionaire Richard Branson.
I want to assure all of you and our competitor that we are determined to see Virgin Australia back up and running soon. We will work with Virgin Australia's administrators and management team, with investors and with government to make this happen.
And until then, Deloitte Administrator Vaughan Strawbridge has promised that staff will be looked after.
There is no plans to make any redundancies. Wages will continue to be paid. And those who have been stood down and are accessing JobKeeper, the intention is to continue to make those payments available to those staff.
It's hoped the process will take up to 3 months to complete. Already, the administrators have been contacted by more than 10 interested parties. Among those reaching out is former Macquarie Group CEO Nicholas Moore, who has been appointed as the federal government's representative. The big questions now are, if the airline is restructured and refinanced, what will it look like on the other side and how many jobs can be saved? But one aviation expert, Neil Hansford, predicts it will never fly overseas again.
What comes out will probably be a low-cost carrier like Jetstar and a much smaller company. So, you know, we may save 3,000 to 4,000 jobs, but we certainly won't save the 10,000.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
We'll be right back.